Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did her son have an imaginary playmate or did he have a ghost friend?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you have one, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it in, do that. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to get an ad-free version of the show with advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I was thinking about that, about imaginary playmates, and I never had anybody that I made up.
I didn't either. I don't remember any of the kids in our family. I don't think anybody had an imaginary friend. And I don't remember like any kids from school or anything. I don't remember any kids I played with that had imaginary friends.
I don't either. I do not.
And I find it interesting because if you had a child who had an imaginary friend, could it be a ghost? And you're just assuming it's a imaginary friend. Yeah, and your kid could be talking to your grandpa or somebody.
Right.
I just
that
think
you just made up some, you know.
Yeah.
You just assume they made up somebody.
That's why it's kind of a little dismissive if you're like, oh, it's just a little Mary's imaginary friend. I don't know why I said Mary, but I did. But you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, that's all it is. When your kid could be talking to her grandparent.
Yeah.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a new book, Tender Beasts. They're the perfect family until you scratch the surface. From the author of Delicious Monsters comes an unforgettable new dark academia thriller with a paranormal twist. Sunny is trying to maintain her wealthy family's picture-perfect facade after her mother's death. But when her estranged brother is accused of murdering one of her classmates, Sunny must uncover the truths and the monsters behind her parents' legacy. Soon, she may have to choose whether to preserve the family she's always loved or protect the brother she barely knows and risk losing everything her mother worked so hard to build. If you like mind-bending horror stories that keep you up at night, you don't want to miss Tender Beasts by Lisley Sambury, available wherever books are sold. Now back to the conversation.
So this is the story. It says, this was a very long time ago. My oldest son was 3, and he is now almost 35. My ex-husband and I were very young when we married, and I had 2 sons. I had my oldest when I was 21 and my youngest when I was 23. We have been living with my mother-in-law for several months, trying to save enough to get our own place. My ex and I only had high school diplomas and worked minimum wage jobs. Finally, we had saved enough for the first and last month's rent and the deposit. We rented an old townhouse with 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. We had a basement that was creepy and half of it was a dirt floor. The laundry was down there, so I had to go down there, like it or not. I had a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. I had to be to work at 5 a.m., so some days I would pick the boys up, go home, put my youngest in the playpen, have my 3-year-old play with toys in the living room, and I would lay on the couch and take a cat nap. Well, I woke up to my 3-year-old standing on the bottom step to the stairs that went up to the bedrooms and the bathroom, and he was playing peekaboo around the corner to the dining room. I lay there and watched for a few minutes. He was having a blast and he was laughing. And I finally said, "Hun, what are you doing?" And he said, "I'm playing with my friend." Okay, so he has an imaginary friend. Later that day, I got my laundry basket with dirty clothes to take it to the basement. My oldest son ran to me and said, "Oh, Mommy, don't go into the basement. Please don't." I said, "I have to." I asked, "Why are you afraid of the basement?" I tried to explain that it was just a creepy basement. So I did my laundry. Nothing weird happened. So playing with his new friend went on. He would laugh and I could hear him in the 3rd bedroom playing with his toys and quietly talking. One night, in the middle of the night, my son woke us up wanting to get into bed with us. No big deal. My son slept between us. This was unusual as the boys weren't encouraged to sleep with us. They shared a room and had each other. In the middle of the night, I felt movement and it woke me up. My son was sitting and waving into the very dark hallway. I said, "Honey, what are you doing?" He said, "Playing with my friend, the ghost." I woke my ex and said, "Go to the hallway and see if there is someone out there." He got up, turned the light on, and nothing was there. The playing went on with this mysterious friend. Again, I went to do laundry. My son came running into the kitchen and said, "Oh, Mommy, I want to go downstairs with you." I said, "Absolutely not. Go play." It kind of scared me, as afraid of the basement as he had been. I don't get scared easily. And that night, I was reading him a book, and he stopped me and pointed in the book and said, "Mommy, wait. That's what my friend the ghost looks like," and pointed at a boy in the book. I asked if he has hair that color. "Yes, he looks just like the boy in the book." I really don't think my son was old enough to make all of this up. My ex and I decided we would lose all of our money and move. We hadn't been there for a year, so we lost it. We moved in with my mother-in-law again to save money. The day we moved back in, my son ran to the basement door, and I asked him what he was doing, and he said he was looking for his friend, the ghost. I said, "Oh, he doesn't live here." He said, "He doesn't?" And I said, "No, he lives at our old apartment." My son said, "Oh, okay," and he never, ever mentioned any of this again. They say animals and children can see what we can't because they haven't been told things like ghosts aren't real. I never told my son that when we were going through all of this. I just let him believe and we moved on. Thanks for letting me share my story. It's Sue from Virginia. See, that's the thing. I mean, It's as real, very real to the son.
Yeah.
So I don't know, as a parent, like, I don't know what the right way is to deal with that.
I'm not sure either, but it, you know, when you see him and he's playing peekaboo with somebody and having a great time, that is kind of odd.
And laughing, you know, and having fun. And you're like, who are you playing with? My friend.
Yeah. I mean, when you're full out giggling and laughing, that's odd.
I also don't, you know, I don't want people to dismiss it either as just imaginary friend, because it could be more. But it might not be more. It could just be a kid with an active imagination. I mean, it might not be, you know, it's a creepy basement.
Or maybe the one in the bed was kind of creepy too, though, where he's sitting up waving.
Okay, that would feel super paranormal to me. I'd be like, child is possessed.
That would be super creepy. What are you doing? Oh, I'm waving at my friend.
And I'd be like, get out there and see if you see anything in there. Yeah. I mean, not getting up.
That would be kind of real creepy, I think.
Well, let's go to our next call. Here you go.
Okay. Hello, my name is Michaela. I'm a Native American from Oklahoma. So I only mention that because I feel like we have a bunch of scary stories just alone in our culture. This story comes from my grandma and my mom and my aunt and a bunch of their friends. Where they lived in Sapulpa, Oklahoma, the road that they had to go down connected to town back in the day. And my grandma would try to leave town early so they wouldn't be stuck on the road at night. Well, this one night, they didn't leave early enough. And my grandma just had my aunt, my mom, and a group of their friends. Well, they're on their way back, walking on the road. And they make it like halfway down and it gets dark. Well, on the road that they're walking on, there's a railroad track right next to it. When they're walking, they keep hearing something on the track next to them, footsteps, leaves rustling. My grandma just tells them, keep walking, don't pay attention to it, and don't be scared. Well, it keeps continuing, and some of my mom's friends get scared. One of them actually pees himself because they get so scared. My grandma keeps telling them, you know, don't listen to it. don't look over there. Just ignore it. Just don't be scared. They keep walking, and out of nowhere, they hear my grandma kind of gasp, like, and they turn around and look at her. She's like, oh, nothing. Nothing's wrong. Just keep walking. They get home. They don't think anything of it. Well, a couple of days later, my aunt asked her, hey, why'd you make that noise? My grandma said that when they were walking, she kept hearing something on the railroad track, and she didn't take her own advice. And she looked over at the railroad track, and there was a break in the trees to where she could see something standing on the railroad track. And whatever was standing there had horns, and it was watching them. I had to drive down that road to get to school and to get home. And let me tell you, even during the day, that road was so creepy. But anyway, sorry I'm not a really good storyteller, but I have plenty of stories. I actually do tell my stories on my TikTok, but I will call in and tell many more. Thank you. I enjoy your podcast.
Okay, so that is my least favorite kind of story, and it has nothing to do with her storytelling. It has everything to do with, then I turned around and saw something that had horns. I want a paranormal experience with anything that has horns.
Well, demon experience.
Yes.
Yeah, no demons.
I don't want any horns. I don't want to see anything anyway, but let alone something with horns. That would creep me out. And that would really bug me too, to your grandmother saying something, telling you that story, and then you have to drive that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would always think about that.
Yeah, you would always think it.
Is the horned demon going to pop out?
Oh, I don't want to look over to the side because I might see something.
God.
You know, you would always think that all the time.
I don't think I could host this show if it was lots of stories about horned demons. I just don't think I could. I'd be
demon stories are really tough. I don't know what it is, like why a ghost is better. It just feels better than a demon.
Well, because you feel like a ghost or a spirit is something that actually lived at one point and maybe needs help crossing over, or maybe they're just hanging out. You know, they could still be nice and kind, but man, you put horns on something, they ain't going to be so nice and kind.
No, absolutely not.
The horns are a giveaway.
Yeah, but I thought Michaela did a great job telling that story, and yes. I hope she calls in with more.
I do too. And I have one more story to read. Okay. This is a cool story. And it says, I don't know if this is considered a ghost story or more of just a paranormal situation. Oh. But let's get to the story. We never talk about paranormal situations. Oh, I like that.
Interesting.
This is a situation. So a little background. My grandmother was a very loving woman. She would give you her last penny if you needed it. She loved all of her family. And out of the four sons-in-law, my dad was her absolute favorite. As she got older, she became a little ill. She wasn't the same person that she used to be. We all understood that this new personality came with age. She passed away in 2011 at the age of 83. Fast forward a few years, in 2016, my dad found out that he had prostate cancer. After having surgery, countless doctor's appointments, and endless medication, he seems to be clear for now. However, at one doctor's appointment, he and my mother were waiting for the elevator and noticed someone standing behind them a little too close for comfort. As they turned around to see who this person was, they quickly turned right back around in shock. My mom looked at my dad through the corner of her eye, and he nodded in agreement. As my mom's eyes began to water, she turned and asked the lady, "I'm so sorry, but can I hug you? You just remind me so much of my mother." The lady smiled, and my mom gave her a hug. Ding! The elevator doors open. It says that, ding. I didn't just add that in for effect. The elevator doors open, and both of my parents walked forward and stood off to the side to hold the elevator doors open for the lady. To their surprise, She wasn't there. In a split second, she had vanished. They even went to the extent of looking for someone wearing similar clothes and couldn't find anyone. They both said it was her. The haircut, smile, and type of clothes, the only difference was that her hair was gray. My grandmother had always dyed her hair because she never wanted to look old. When I asked my mom if the lady said anything or even agreed to my mom asking for a hug, she stated she didn't speak. She just knew by her smile that it was okay to give her a hug. I believe both of them, and I think my grandmother was there to let my dad know that everything was going to be okay and that she was watching over them. After all, he was her favorite. Thank you for reading my story, from Donna. That's so interesting, isn't it?
Well, there's no way that they turn around, you know, because you know what it feels like to step onto an elevator and someone else is there and you kind of holding the elevator open.
Yeah.
And then they're not there.
Well, and you know, you just turned around and it was so profound. This woman looks so much like your mother. You asked her for a hug.
Right.
And it's like, then you would want to like say goodbye, have a good day as she's walking off the elevator.
Like, what was she standing there waiting for?
See, because there wasn't a woman. It was the grandma.
Right. That's right.
And that was exactly what the grandma knew. Mm-hmm. They both needed comfort, and she was there to tell them it was going to be okay.
I think that was more than a paranormal situation.
I know. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think situation's the right term for that.
I think it was a ghost.
It was a ghost story.
Yeah, I think it was a ghost story.
And I don't even think it was a ghost situation. I think it was like a rather profound ghost experience.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I was like, if she says ghost experience, I'm going to die. Because that's like something you pay $5 to get into, for
right?
Ghost experience.
And they got it for free. I'm telling you. I think that was pretty special.
I think so, too. I think it was a ghost experience.
It was a message from beyond. It was a hug from beyond.
That's right. It was a hug from beyond, letting them know that things would be okay.
It was grandma. That's who it was. So if you have a real ghost story, we sure would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could get an ad-free version of the show with advanced episodes and access to the complete archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.